I think that's a very open question at this point. I mean, the Democratic grandees will be sitting back assuming that 5 long months of campaigning lie between now and Election Day, and by the time Election Day dawns in November, many of those Bernie Sanders supporters will be looking back on their experience with Bernie Sanders almost in sepia. It will seem like it was so long ago. And that when Election Day dawns, they will get out of bed, they will turn out, and they will support Hillary Clinton. But, you know, there is great hostility and animus towards Hillary Clinton among many of the Bernie Sanders loyalists. They believe that the system was gamed against them from the outset, that Hillary Clinton was preordained to be the candidate as the result of a series of unfair, they say, anti-democratic rules that lie at the heart of the Democratic Party's primary arrangements. And they want to see change, and they're going to want to see her embracing at least some of his more progressive left-wing policy proposals. If she manages to do that, and she can persuade them that once in power, she genuinely will adhere to some of his policy ideas, then she's got a chance to bring them aboard. But she's going to have to work quite hard, I think, over the short term to secure that long-term outcome.
Simon also spoke about Mrs. Clinton's biggest challenge going forward.
Her biggest problem is with young, first-time voters and the younger generation of Democrats, the people that have been so energized and have become so passionate about Bernie Sanders and the political revolution that he has vowed to lead. And she is going to need Barack Obama's help in trying to persuade those Bernie Sanders supporters that they need now to get behind her for the greater good, of the Democratic Party and also for the greater good of the country, because she is going to argue, as she did the other night when she declared victory in the race for the presidential nomination, that really it's the heart and soul of America that is now at stake, that Donald Trump, she says, is temperamentally unfit to be president of the United States, and that this, she therefore argues, is not your usual Democrat versus Republican kind of election here. This, she's going to argue, is about something much bigger, the soul, the direction, the values of America. And she's going to want Barack Obama to help her reach out to those Bernie Sanders supporters and find a way of bringing them on board.
Our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks with that report.